grab bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and we begin as we have been the last couple of weeks during the grab bag with Ohtani watch. He has sailed past 50-50. We are now on to a 60-60 season. Home runs and stolen bases played last night, and we're still stuck on 53 home runs, 55 steals.
Oh, that Michael King. We told you yesterday.
King was good.
Apparently he's a Rhode Island native is what the text line told me yesterday.
Shout out to the Ocean State.
I meant to fact check that. Should I fact check that right now?
No, it's fine. We'll call him Rhode Island guy.
He's Rhode Island adjacent, if not Rhode Island's own.
He did get a double yesterday.
Nice.
But no home runs.
That doesn't do anything for me.
No home runs, no steals. Sorry about that.
It's not going to get it done. Michael King is from...
Go ahead. Could be anywhere.
This says Rochester. Oh, no. Born in Rochester. Warwick.
Warwick.
Attended Bishop Hendricken.
Nice.
Back!
The San Diego Padres in that game clinched a playoff spot by turning a triple play in the ninth inning.
Nice.
Think of that.
I heard Billy say that in trending. I didn't realize that until I heard it.
You guys like a triple play?
Yeah. Who had the unassisted triple? Scott Cooper? Do you have an unassisted triple play when you were kids?
John Valentin.
Valentin. I'm sorry. That's who it was.
100%.
Johnny Val. Unassisted triple play.
Yeah. I think Gary Gaetti turned one once. Stepped on the bag, fired over to second, fired over to first.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. It's nice.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
Red Sox had one of their best wins of the season last night. I'm sure you're all locked into it right here on WEEI, but a big win. It's four in a row for the Red Sox, who are still in the wild card race. They won 6-5, big comeback victory in extra innings against the Blue Jays.
Nick, what were you telling me? They got to win out and the Royals now have to lose out?
I believe that's it. Since the Royals won last night, the Red Sox have to win out, the Royals have to lose out.
But that's not everything, though, because the Mariners and the Twins...
And they still need to leapfrog.
And they need more help.
Yo, yeah. Yeah, they sure do.
Okay.
Right now, the wildcard teams are the Royals and the Tigers. The Twins are two games out. The Mariners are 2.5 out. Red Sox are 3.5 out. But one more win would also guarantee a non-losing season.
Yeah.
They're 80-78.
That's something.
It's something, all right.
I don't know what it is, but it's something.
It's something.
They've been terrible since the All-Star break, so I can't feel too good about even a 500 season, but yeah.
Yeah, no, kind of
still technically still alive, though.
Yeah.
Not dead.
All right.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a grab bag.
Bruins preseason action last night. Nice win over the Washington Capitals. Bees are here.
I didn't mean to jump the gun with the Corpy news there.
It's all good.
Shutting them down.
Corpy was in there, didn't play the full game. You know, that wasn't the plan.
No, as you said earlier, if you had the over 6.5 on saves, cash that check.
He certainly did. Wasn't exactly peppered in net there, Corposalo, but.
Nobody can give any up.
It's like the Celtics. They didn't play a lot of good teams in the playoffs. Not their
true.
Fault.
It's
not Corpy's fault.
It's a fair point.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't fear Corpy. I don't fear the Celtics.
I don't fear Corpy.
Fabian Lysell, goal last night.
Like that.
A lot of questions.
Kid.
Montgomery was questioning him after the first preseason game. He went out. Yeah. He got a goal. Good for it. Maybe he's in your top six. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Grab bag.
Somewhat controversial news. Kurt Miller out as LA Sparks head coach after two seasons.
Grab bag.
Look at this. Amazon Prime is going to debut an NHL-style red zone. Are you in on that? See all the Corposalo saves.
Yeah, I think I could get in on that. Let me tell you.
I'm not sure how this is going to work.
Okay, the Gold Zone. Did you watch the Gold Zone
ESPN
during the Olympics?
Tried it with Bucci last.
Dude, I was Mr. Gold Zone.
Okay.
I wouldn't stop watching the Gold Zone.
How good was Gold Zone?
Loved Gold Zone.
I don't even like the Olympics.
I love it.
But that was perfect because
it enhanced the experience.
Yeah, give me 2 minutes on fencing. Maybe 2 minutes on water polo.
Skateboarding. Or you got a rowing? I'll watch a little rowing.
Yeah, because I don't want to flip around and find all the stupid events and then watch all of them.
Yeah, they're not stupid. They're great.
Why don't you, on Gold Zone, give me a little ray gun breakdancing? Give me that.
Ray gun.
Pretty good.
She's the number one ranked breakdancer now, so you watch your tone.
Yeah, she is. She flew up the power rankings.
Is she number one?
Yeah.
What?
They love her.
Yep.
She brought a lot of attention, a lot of eyeballs on
her. Tier Tuesday? Breakdancing?
Breakdancing.
Yeah, break
I like that.
Tier one, ray gun.
Ray gun.
That's
the rest of it.
On a tier by herself.
How is this going to work, though? Because
in
football, red zone is the reason they call it red zone.
Power
plays. Hey, just inside the red zone.
Plays.
Yeah, okay, maybe
power
that.
Plays. Oh, Rangers are going to the
ice
power
tilted.
Play.
Oh, ice is tilted. Ice is tilted in this game. They've been in this zone for a minute now.
Yeah.
Because how do you predict a goal? I feel like they come out of nowhere.
The best power plays are what, like 25% of the time? You're like, you're going to every power play. You're like, another.
They should just call it power
another
play.
2 minutes of skate. Another 2 minutes of skating back and get. Oh, that's true. You get some shorties there.
Give up a shorty.
Oh, yeah.
I'd watch that.
Shorty.
Out there giving up another shorty there, yeah.
I like that.
Oh, my God.
Grab bag? This is a big story today, and it involves former Holy Cross quarterback Matt Sluka, who is at UNLV, the Runnin' Rebels, who were in the grab bag yesterday because they're on the fence about whether they want to join the Pac-12 or not.
Yeah, there's a lot of UNLV talk.
This is more scandalous than that.
Yeah?
So Matt Sluka, Matthew Sluka, to the layman, he is the starting quarterback. They are 3-0. The Runnin' Rebels are running hot right now out
Real
there.
Hot.
Left the team.
Oh, no.
He left the team. He's like, all right, good luck to all the fellas, but like, I was promised one thing, didn't get it, so I'm going to leave. And
this
I think
is the starting quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Starting quarterback, 3-0 UNLV team. Some people think there's an outside chance for them to maybe even be a playoff team if everything breaks right for them. And he is leaving, I think, with the hope to maybe play somewhere else. I think he's already graduated from Holy Cross, but he might be able to get one more year of eligibility. He's pulling the plug on it now. At first, I was like, oh, my God, how do you do that? Well, you read into the story. Apparently, he was given a verbal offer that with an NIL money, he was going to receive $100,000 to play for UNLV. He has received $3,000, and it was just for like moving expenses. He hasn't gotten any of it. It's not like he asked for more. It's not like he got out to a 3-0 start and asked for more.
It's like Wiggy at Brockton High.
It is. This is like Wiggy's salary at Brockton High.
It's Wiggy's salary.
Which he also hasn't seen.
No.
But so yeah, he was told, hey, you come out here, you get $100,000. He's like, all right, I'm in. And now he isn't. So it's funny because at first a lot of people are pushing back on it. Be like, what has happened to college football? I'm like, well, I wouldn't use this kid as an example. College football is now pro football.
But then how old is he?
How old is he?
Yeah.
What does that matter?
Well, I'm just saying. Just answer the question. How old is he? Like 24?
Do I know this guy? Like I'm friends with this guy?
What can I?
He's probably a young gun. He's probably 23.
How far could I make? Because they're paying him $3,000 a month is what they've agreed to, right?
No. Yes. He's only gotten $3,000.
Well, they offered him $3,000 a month. He's quitting after a month, so you don't get the other months.
$3,000 a month? How many months do you need to be there to get your $100,000?
They were going to pay him $12,000. So, like, obviously he's in the right. There was a verbal agreement. He should get his $100,000.
Yes.
But, like, I'm 23. I'm 24. How long can I make $12,000 last? A long time. I could make that work.
In Las Vegas?
Well, I don't know. You could double it.
No, you double it. Or you could lose it all. Or you could lose it all, Jones.
Well, you could, but then
whose side are you on?
I'm saying he's obviously right. He had a verbal agreement that he should get it, but does that mean he should leave his team over it?
Well,
like, he's obviously right, and he's entitled to the money.
They're holding him over a barrel.
There are probably ways to do it. You should leave your team over it?
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm another college.
He barely knows these guys.
Okay,
he's played three games with them.
But now I'm another college. He wants to go play somewhere else. Am I like running to go sign this guy?
Or, I don't know, if the NIL says we're going to give you $100,000, if you give him the $100,000, I bet he plays for you.
Okay. He probably would. I'm saying he's in the right, but is this the best way to go? Quitting on the team is the best way to get your $100,000?
My guess is he's not a pro quarterback. My guess is he's going to have to get a real job like the rest of us after this year. So he doesn't have an opportunity to get $100,000 right now other than playing football. So
he kind of stinks. He hasn't completed over 50% of his passes.
Do you think another
3-0, Nick?
Do you think another school is going to give him $100,000?
Than this guy
do you
right
think another school is going to give him $100,000?
Look at his running stats. He runs a little. He scoots. He scoots.
I do like a mobile. I don't want to be inconsistent.
He's mobile.
I am team feet. I like a mobile quarterback.
He had 120 rushing yards against Kansas.
Nice.
That's a good Kansas team.
Bolsa de mano.
Spanish for grab bag. He's not. But no, it's an interesting story. But yeah, stuff is crazy. Stuff's sideways now in college football. It's not even really college football anymore. It's like the second pro league
Semi-pro.
Semi-pro.
Yeah.
What's in the
grab bag? The new Mr. McMahon documentary about Vince McMahon is available now on Netflix. It was released today.
Is that what it's called? It's called Mr. McMahon?
Yeah, it's called Mr. McMahon. And he's in it. He agreed to be in it. This is way before everything that happened. And a couple of stories have come out since. One, he issued a statement saying it's like, oh, there's tricky editing and this doesn't tell two stories. Basically, like, no, guys, don't watch it. There's also a story that said he tried to buy it and destroy it.
Oh, catch and kill.
So I'm all in on this. Yeah, catch and kill. Bill, are you in on this? You going to watch this?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like, I think I might watch this tonight.
So I'm sorry.
I got to decide because I got episode 3 of the Hernandez thing in the bullpen and 6 episodes of Vince McMahon.
I tried to pitch the Hernandez show to Kat last night. She had zero interest in watching it. Yeah.
I got my girlfriend into it just because she's into informative murder porn.
There you go.
So like if there's that.
Better pitch. That's a better pitch. I should have.
You know, that's how you have to do it because she loves the ID channel.
Oh, she would have loved Joe Mazzulla or a famous serial killer.
She might have been tuned in for all we know. I gave her the heads up, but
she would have loved
that. Yeah, she's into it. So that's how I was able to sell her on it. But that's like how I also got her into tolerate me checking in on wrestling.
Yeah.
It's like Total Divas and like the Total Bella shows.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So you kind of, you know, you grease up the skids a little bit, and then it's like, oh, hey, by the way, this is what they do for
a living. Nikki Bella got a divorce?
She's asking for a divorce, yeah.
From Artem?
Some dancer. Yeah, he was on Dance with the Stars guy.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Some nimble fella.
Is she gonna watch? Will she watch the Mr. McMahon with you?
I think so.
Nice. Yeah, this
because again, I'm Scandal. It's not necessarily. It's just okay. Scandal. Any kind of scandal. She'll
scandal maker.
She's into scandalous material.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a
grab bag,
which is what I am.
Robert Kraft won an auction for a Tom Brady card, an old Tom Brady card. He did. $120,000 he spent. You know who was sitting next to him during the auction?
Was it eBay? Where did he win this thing? Oh, is that an actual auction?
Is that at a physical auction?
Who was sitting next to him?
When he won the Tom Brady card. I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with Tom Brady.
Did he outbid Brady for it?
I don't know if Brady was interested in it, but Robert Kraft spends $120,000 on a Tom Brady signed rookie card.
Nice.
So he couldn't have gotten the card separate than had Brady sign it?
Nope. Yeah, how about you spend a little more on the offensive line there, Kraft?
I would have taken $120,000 on a tackle, please.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. If you could make that happen. Text line, by the way, saying, is this true?
What's wrong?
37937.
Maybe.
Gary Gaetti turned 2 triple plays against the Red Sox in 1990.
I wouldn't rule it out. I for sure remember in my brain Gary Gaetti turning 3.
What a glove on that guy.
Oh, God, nice.
Wow.
Gary Gaetti, good player.
Nice.
Grab bag.
You already mentioned that Kyle Duggar has been named a team captain as Juwan Bentley has been placed on season-ending IR.
Nice.
So he'll get the C on his chest like Jason Veritek.
The hills fill my heart with the sound of me.
Grab bag.
Also, new hashtag Dork Podcast, The Penguin, episode 1, out right now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
There you go, Jones.
Get in there. That's the way to do it.
Grab bag.
It's approved by Devon Godshow.
Yes.
The Dork Podcast.
Yep.
A huge fan. Even though it's a competitive space.
Child talk.
Yeah. Child talk.
There's room for both of us.
Dork.
Make sure you subscribe to
the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
That's what we said.
That's it.